Jerry Bader Show. I'm going to get to Obamacare, the shutdown, and all of that in just a minute. I'm 35. You know how they say wars have been started over misunderstandings? Back in the day when you didn't have instant communication like you do today, heck, this still almost happened in the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's when they set up the hotline in the White House. With today's modern technology, they don't still have that red phone, do they? And that we're not really in the Cold War anymore between the Kremlin and the White House. They set up the hotline so the Soviet premier, a position which no longer exists, well, not in name, anyway. What, are you saying Putin is like a Soviet premier in the old Soviet Union? Well, it's closer than you think if you read some dispatches from the Soviet Union. Anyway, they did. They set up the red phone. I don't think Kennedy lived to see it. I could be wrong about that. But it was from the Cuban Missile Crisis that they set that up. Today, I don't really think you need that. In fact, there's a great scene from Dr. Strangelove where he's calling this President Merton Muckley is calling Soviet Premier Kissoff to warn him that one of our generals went crazy and Colonel Jack Ripper went crazy and B-52s are headed for Russia. Well, of course, this is a friendly call, Dmitry. If it wasn't a friendly call, I wouldn't be calling at all. And the brilliant Peter Sellers. But that's the line of communication that we have today. But for years, they said wars were started because of lack of communication. How many bar fights do you suppose are started that way? A lot? I know of one that wasn't but could have been. So my wife and I and some friends are in the Twin Cities over the weekend. And I let it be known that I would like to be in a sports bar about the time the Badgers game started. That game went about the way I thought it was going to go, to be perfectly honest with you. They started, Ohio State just knocked them off their feet. They recovered. Missed field goal, some other mistakes, and they lose by a touchdown, which, by the way, was the spread. It was Ohio State by 7. But a hard-fought game, and it became evident to me that they were just going to come up that dollar short, like I thought they were going into the game. So we picked this spot in this sports bar, and we're in front of this big screen TV. And they had a different game on, and our friends asked, hey, we're wondering, where will we be able to see the Wisconsin-Ohio State game? She said, yeah, it's actually going to be on that TV. I don't remember if they got there before or after us, don't recall. But some Ohio State fans sat at the table between the TV and us. And they were very loud when Ohio State got off to an early lead. And then when the Badgers started coming back, I got loud. I'm going to be 110% honest about this, even though it's going to sound like I'm lying. I was drinking all day, but I was not intoxicated. Jason's like, really? You're going to try to pull this off over there, huh? Here's what I will tell you. Well, no, Jason's like, look, if you're selling that, that's fine. Hey, it's your story. If you want to stick to that crap, that's fine. I started drinking at 2 p.m. From 2 p.m. until the time we went home, which was about 11 o'clock, or to the hotel, I should say. About 11 o'clock, about 10:30. Let's say it was 8 hours, okay? I had a total of 6 beers in 8 hours. Oh, big one, the 16-ouncers. I'm not saying I was sober. I'm not saying I wasn't buzzed. I probably would not have been safe to drive, the .08 thing. But I wasn't. And I wasn't like that at all. Even my wife attests to that, and she didn't have a drop of alcohol. Even she, no, you weren't drunk. She goes, she was really surprised. Because the three of us, excluding my wife, did have quite a bit to drink. But again, I had two at Target Field. I had two with dinner, and I had a huge pasta-based dinner. and I had two at the sports bar. So there is a call that I really didn't like, and of course I don't recall what it is now. Do you remember a call, Jason, where you thought, against the Badgers? I don't recall right now. Now, I skipped a part here. After the Badgers scored a touchdown, I got loud, and the Ohio State fan, who was wearing Ohio State shirt, turns out, what the hell? You know, surprised that there's a Badger supporter there. At some point, and I don't recall what the call was now, I said, hey, ref, why don't you put on your Ohio State shirt? The guy thought I was talking to him. And he turns around and he grabs his shirt. And I just picked up my beer and said, enjoy the game, fella. And he turned around. And that was it. And I didn't get it, my wife. So maybe just the alcohol, just an edge there where I didn't quite get what the message was. She was, he thought he was talking to you. He thought you were talking to him. I said, when? She goes, the thing about the ref, why don't you have your, oh. And apparently someone at his table said, dude, he's not talking to you. It's all good. So we jumped from DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 2, back to DEFCON 4. And then when Ohio State started pulling away there, then, I mean, he didn't turn around and look at me, but he got really loud, and I'm like, and I said loud enough for him to hear, the better team is pulling away, which is what happened. Ohio State's the better team. There's no disputing that. But cooler heads prevailed. We didn't need a blockade. Didn't anything like that. You'd like to see him play in a neutral field? Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, you can argue that at Camp Randall, that game goes the other way. You actually can. I think almost certainly that it would. All right. Fox News right now has this countdown clock. It's 13 hours and about 20 minutes until government shutdown. Stock markets are reacting the way you might expect stock markets to react in advance of a potential government shutdown in a still fragile economy. Although I agree with all of you who said a shutdown is not going to be the end of the world. I'm going to restate something that some of you heard and some of you did not. We have been on this show debating defunding, shutdown, all of that for a couple of weeks now. I have heard from, I think, at least 100 callers, probably more. I'm talking individual, different voices. I know where a lot of you stand. I know where I stand. You know where I stand. We all know where we stand. I don't want to rehash that. However, as I talk about things related to what's going on, I do want to say that, oh, the muff, he's got it. The muff punt recovery. That was it. Yeah, there was a false start call or something. Arnie, you're exactly right. That's what it was. Ha! Well done, Arnie. That is the call. Because that's a game changer right there if the Badgers get the ball. Right there. So I don't want to rehash all of that, but here's what I've instructed Jason. As I'm talking about this, and I've got several stories in front of me on the shutdown, potential shutdown, defunding. I've got a lot of different angles here. What I've told Jason is if someone has a particularly brilliant call, or if several people have a particularly brilliant call on where we sit right now, it's a perspective we haven't heard. It's not a rehash of Ted Cruz is right and you're wrong and all of that. If it's something that advances the conversation in a way that isn't what listeners have been calling in for the last week and a half, we'll take calls. So I will get to this in 3 minutes. And if, in fact, you think you have just such a special thought, you can tell it to Jason and he may, in fact, put you on the air. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 945.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.